This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Robbie Feinberg. Coming up, WMUK's Gordon Evans talks with author Mark Braverman. The leader of Kairos USA was in Kalamazoo earlier this month to discuss ongoing tensions in the Middle East. But first, lately, more and more big West Michigan companies are looking at leaving West Michigan. Not physically. The buildings and factories are still here, but through a legal loophole called a tax inversion, businesses can merge with an overseas company and move their headquarters to a place like Ireland or the Netherlands. That's where business taxes are far lower than the United States. Allegan-based Perrigo headed overseas in 2013. Kalamazoo Stryker was in talks to leave last year, and now Pfizer CEO is talking about a similar move. To understand what these moves mean, we brought in Dr. Christopher Korth, who teaches business and international finance at Western Michigan University. Chris, welcome to West Southwest.
Well, thank you, Robbie. Glad to be here.
So first, Chris, can you explain exactly what a tax inversion is?
It is taking advantage of a combination of tax loopholes. What they do is legal. It's not what was intended under the tax law. Most economists strongly criticize it. Most congressmen, Republican and Democrats, condemn it. But until they get together with, kind of closing the loopholes, this will continue. It is, I think, in my view, somewhat sleazy because it's slipping between the cracks under U.S. tax law. It's something which, in general, is not good for the U.S., its sole purpose is to avoid American taxes. And if companies are avoiding American taxes, it means our annual budget deficit becomes larger. We end up with a bigger government debt. By the way, most of these inversions do not involve transferring the headquarters out of the United States. What it involves is transferring the legal location of headquarters. Perrigo moved their world headquarters to Dublin, Ireland, but all of their senior administrators are still in Allegan, Michigan. When companies do this, few of them are as honest as Perrigo was. I mean, they said, we're doing it for tax purposes. Most other companies claim that, there are other managerial reasons, but almost without exceptions, it is done for the avoidance of taxes.
Well, I was going to ask how big of a problem. Is this something that nearly every company does? Does it tend to be bigger companies?
It tends to be bigger companies. And again, this is one of these holes in U.S. law that is preferential to big companies and that small companies can't take advantage of. So when you hear companies complaining about having to pay high U.S. corporate income taxes, these are typically going to be companies that cannot take advantage of these loopholes, whereas these big companies, they claim they're subject to a 35% U.S. federal tax, but virtually none of the big companies ever pay that. It's the small companies that get stuck with it. So our tax system shoots ourselves in the foot. We put a very heavy tax burden on a U.S. companies. I think we have the longest, most complicated tax code in the world. We've got some 77,000 pages in the U.S., the Internal Revenue Code. The whole Bible is about 1,400 pages. A picture 55 Bibles side by side, that's the size of the U.S. Internal Revenue Code. And I don't think anyone has read the entire thing. It changes on average more than one change a day, 365 days a year, year after year. And so many of the provisions are special provisions for certain groups and sometimes certain companies or certain individuals that others don't take advantage of. And I think one of the most damning aspects of this is the code is so complicated, so confusing, contradictory, really so bad that a number of law firms have been able to get patents on tax scams that they've figured out. And if they can get the patent on this scam, nobody else can use it. And the tax code should apply to everybody and should apply it the same way.
Why, if this has been such an issue for 10 years, why has it been so hard for anything to happen, for any person to actually make a policy to make this stop?
Well, recently it's been hard to get anything done in Washington. And even with both Republicans and Democrats saying we need to do something about this, when it has become so non-functional, our government in Washington, even when everybody agrees that it's a good idea, there are so many with twisted motives like, well, if we're going to do this, then you've got to give us that. And even though everybody agrees this would be a good thing, it would certainly help the U.S. Economy if this was just taken totally off the table and companies weren't doing this anymore. And really, for most companies, they don't have to switch their headquarters overseas because other loopholes in the U.S. tax law allow companies to accumulate massive holdings of profits overseas. And as long as they do not bring the profits back into the U.S., they're not taxed under U.S. tax law. So Pfizer has accumulated almost $90 billion. Apple has accumulated more than $250 billion, some of these $270 billion, outside the U.S. It's never been taxed by the U.S. government, and it won't be until those profits are brought back into the U.S., and almost certainly it will never be brought back. So these loopholes are big enough to drive a semi-truck through. And what's worrisome now is that both of these practices are picking up momentum. They're becoming more and more common. As you indicated, Pfizer attempted to do this 2 years ago, and they tried to take over a British pharmaceutical company, and they were intending to do a tax inversion and move their headquarters to London, I guess. But the attempt fell through. Now they're trying to do it again with a different company. And they're making quite clear that apparently they're going to keep at it until they succeed.
So you mentioned Pfizer, which has a huge presence right here in Kalamazoo. And they're actually in the news right now. Rumors are that Pfizer is looking to merge with Allergan, based in Ireland, to allow it to head overseas. Last month, the company's CEO, Ian Reid, talked about why he's thinking about a move.
And I think I have a duty to move to increase or defend the value of the company for the shareholders. And I also have a duty to our colleagues. I want them to have a company that's robust and that can grow and they can have careers in and to be developed in. And I feel we're at a tremendous disadvantage right now in that race.
What's your reaction to that? Do you agree with what he's saying, that the tax code is putting at these businesses at a, quote, tremendous disadvantage?
It's certainly not putting Pfizer at a tremendous disadvantage. I saw an article recently that said they face a worldwide average tax rate of 25.5%, and whereas if they were in Ireland, it would only be 7.5%. But I'm willing to bet apples to donuts that they're not paying anywhere near 25.5%. They're talking about what the rates would be if they brought the tax, the profits home and paid them in the U.S. But I don't think they're paying anywhere near that now. They could, as I said, they've added another $15 billion this year to their foreign holdings. They're up from about 75 to 90, and they can keep doing that year after year after year. But if they do transfer their headquarters to Ireland, and Ireland is one of the favorite places, as a maximum tax rate, I think still is about 12.5%, they wouldn't have to play these games. You know, they would be an Irish company with European and Asian profits, and they would not owe U.S. taxes on that. But I'm not sure how much more they would be saving as a result of that. But they're not going to have to be faced with the prospect, I guess, that the U.S. government could change the law that allows them to accumulate so much money overseas. So he's not being completely transparent by any means.
We've also seen the flip side of a tax inversion rear its head recently. West Michigan pharmaceutical company Perrigo moved its headquarters overseas in 2013. And now the big news about Perrigo is that the company Mylan, which is also based overseas, tried and ultimately failed to take over Perrigo. How related do you think the tax inversion is to that takeover attempt?
A good question. Perrigo did it first. They did it in 2013 or 14 and took over this Israeli company headquartered in Dublin and did their inversion. But remember, all of their senior management has stayed here. Mylan just did the inversion this year, early this year, but theirs was into Netherlands. And so Ireland and Netherlands each have some interesting wrinkles in their tax code, which tend to attract a lot of companies. Well, then they turned around and are trying to tried to take over Perrigo. And of course, Perrigo then turned around and said to its Michigan supporters and U.S. supporters, hey, you don't want this Netherlands company taking us over. They didn't want anybody to remember that they'd converted to an Irish company. And now there's a company trying to take over Mylan. And Mylan is turning to the U.S. government and say, hey, our headquarters might be in the Netherlands, but our heart and brain is still in the U.S. Help us out.
Do you think a company like Perrigo being overseas, though, with the laws the way that they are and just not being in the U.S. puts a company like that more at risk of a takeover?
Yes, that's exactly what Mylan was saying, that if they were perceived to be a U.S. company by the U.S. Justice Department, the Justice Department would have to approve a foreign pharmaceutical company taking over an American one. But if it's a Dutch pharmaceutical company, the U.S. government would typically wash its hands. That's, that's a problem for the Dutch to decide. And that's what both Perrigo and Mylan have perceived as, there were some extra advantages to being truly American companies.
Do you think, looking at it, is it worth it? Do you think these companies have considered enough the fact that, especially Perrigo considered enough, we are more at risk now of maybe losing control over ourselves?
I would love to ask the senior management that. That would be a very good question.
Just looking at the local economy around here, Allegan Perrigo is such a huge part of that economy. Pfizer is still a huge part of the economy around here. Should we be concerned at all that the companies that are such big drivers of our economy are becoming headquartered overseas? Are any of those jobs, you think, at risk? Or do you think it's something where it's just a legal loophole? It won't actually affect the jobs around here?
Well, we've already seen that here in Kalamazoo and Portage. Upjohn Pharmaceutical is headquartered here. Then it was taken over by Pharmacia. And if I remember correctly, the headquarters, and that was, a Swedish company. They moved their headquarters, initially to London. And, of course, they've sold off their farm products division, and they clearly moved all of the senior administrative staff away. And then Pharmacia was taken over by Pfizer. And, I think the further removed the senior management of a company is, the more likely they are to take decisions with different units without much consideration for the local community in which they're located. Now, right now, Perrigo has shifted their legal headquarters, but all the senior management, the ones that did it, Mr. Papa and the others, are still in Allegan. And as long as they stay there, that's very reassuring. But the reason Governor Snyder and others fought very hard, and I've never seen this happen before, where the governor of the state steps up and tries to get the shareholders to vote against this foreign takeover, would be that the headquarters, the actual functioning headquarters, would no longer be in Allegan. It would be in either in the Netherlands or in Pennsylvania, which is where I think Mylan is headquartered. And that would be a much more serious consideration than just Perrigo's decision to go to London. I mean, to Dublin.
Yeah, so it's very much probably almost a loyalty thing. The further away you get, the less loyal you are to your local community.
Exactly. And I think the governor and others had the right to be very concerned about what was going to happen. There wasn't much of a to-do about moving the headquarters to London, because we were assured that the functional headquarters would remain here. But with a takeover by a third party, this Mylan, I think it could have been a very different situation with much more dire consequences.
So what would you tell somebody on the street who lived in Kalamazoo or Allegan or something and came up to you and said, oh, what should I be worried? What should I be thinking right now?
Well, I mean, I would say I think the strong fight that was put up by the management of Perigo and the governor and others was well placed. And I think that was not, unreasonable paranoia. This was reasonable paranoia.
Well, Chris, thank you so much for talking with us.
Robbie, my pleasure.
Christopher Korth is a professor of international finance at Western Michigan University. You can hear our full interview with Korth on our website. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Robbie Feinberg.